Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. A couple of weeks ago, I posted a study about spanking on my Parenting with Cheryl Irwin Facebook page. Researchers at the University of Texas and the University of Michigan studied more than 50 years' worth of data, covering more than 160,000 children, and demonstrated that the more kids are spanked, the more likely they are to suffer from antisocial behavior, aggression, and mental health problems. The researchers found that spanking, which was defined as an open-handed hit on the behind or extremities, increases the likelihood of a wide variety of undesirable outcomes for children. As one of the lead researchers put it, spanking does the opposite of what parents usually want it to do. Pretty straightforward, right? Yet within an hour of my posting the study, someone had commented that her own 30 years of experience working with children says the research is wrong. Someone else immediately liked her comment. Perhaps ironically, the study also found that children who were spanked often grow up to be adults who spank. Why is it that despite years of study and validated research, some parents and teachers continue to believe that hitting children is essential to discipline? Part of the problem is that adults sometimes see discipline as a zero-sum situation. If you don't spank, the reasoning goes, you aren't providing any discipline and children will be pampered, entitled brats. I agree wholeheartedly that discipline is necessary. Children need structure, boundaries, and firm follow-through from connected adults. And too many children are growing up with few life skills and a sense of overwhelming entitlement. But in reality, there's a lot of room for maneuvering in the discipline discussion. And I can assure you, again, based on research, that it is never necessary to hit, hurt, or humiliate children in order to provide them with discipline. Here's why. The word discipline means to teach. Children learn best in attached, connected relationships with adults who can both model character and behavior and set appropriate limits that they enforce when necessary. Hitting is simply counterproductive. It introduces emotions and reactions that keep children from focusing on their own behavior and from learning the lessons parents intend for them to learn. Why do adults feel that spanking is necessary? Well, from what I've observed, adults usually spank when they're feeling angry or frustrated. Spanking allows them to feel that they're doing something to promote change. And in the short term, a child may change her behavior because she's been punished. What you don't see is what happens internally as that child absorbs her experience. As the research consistently shows, spanking does not teach valuable character or life skills. There are many ways to learn non-punitive parenting skills. Trust me, you'll be more effective if you don't spank. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.